Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 9 and verse 28. The inquest, part 2. Now you recall that the disciples are bewildered. They're cast down. They're depressed somewhat because they have been defeated by this lad. They couldn't do anything to help him. And they felt their weakness and their inadequacy, and they're really cut up about it. And we read now, chapter 9, verse 28, after Jesus had gone indoors, his disciples asked him privately, why couldn't we drive it out? Why couldn't we drive this unclean spirit out? What was our inadequacy? We tried, we wanted to, we had the desire for this cure, we wanted it, we were compassionate, there's nothing wrong there, but we just couldn't do it now. And they asked Christ. They're perplexed, they're beaten, they're at a loss, they've got a sense of failure. So what do they do? Now, did they talk to each other? I've no doubt they did. And there's good things in that. I could argue from Scripture that believers should talk to each other and help one another and communicate to one another. I say it's almost certainly true that they discuss, why can't we do it? What was wrong with us? And so on. And they confess their ignorance and their weakness to each other. But you know, the truth is that we are inadequate in ourselves even to help one another, even to help fellow believers. And the secret is, if you want the secret, the heart of it is, his disciples asked Jesus. They went to Christ and asked him privately. They spoke to him. They opened their case to him. They opened their hearts to him. Lord, we wanted to do it. Why couldn't we do it? They're appealing to Christ. You remember Joshua when they had their success at Jericho. And then they move on to the next place. And what happens then? Well, they fail. They're defeated. And it's because of Achan's sin. But what does Joshua do? He doesn't know it's Achan's sin. He knows that they've had success at Jericho. And now the next place, could it be a doddle, walkover? No, it's not, because they lose there. And Joshua 7, verses 6 to 9, what did he do? Joshua didn't devise new schemes. He didn't make up new plans and think, oh, well, we'll do it this way. And that's, what did he do? He spoke to God. What's wrong, Lord? What have we done wrong here? I think you'll find Moses doing the same. These men crying out to God. And I want to learn this lesson. I'm speaking to myself. I was spoken to in the previous discourse. But I want to be even more spoken to in this discourse. What do I mean? Yes, I have my failures, my weakness. Yeah, I sense that. But what am I going to do about it? Well, I'll get a book on it. That'll show me how to do it. I'll buy a tape on it. I'll look at the internet. No, no. It's Christ. The great principle here is, Christ is my physician. Christ knows. I know he uses fellow believers. I know he uses means and men. I know other believers, men and women, are useful in helping other believers. I know them. But ask Jesus. He is the great physician. He is the great teacher. It's his wisdom that we need. I find that that's a lesson for me as a believer. I address you, unbeliever. That's the secret, you know. Oh, you run to this teacher and that teacher, this pastor, that pastor, this minister. Run to Christ. Tell him everything. Ask him anything. Cast yourself upon Christ and trust him and his answers. Ask Jesus. There's too much horizontal in the churches today. What do I mean? We're talking to each other. That's good, I know, but it's all humanity. Even in our human conversations and mutual help, my friend, we must have the vertical, the sense of Christ dealing with us, the sense of God. Books, tapes, and internet downloads, videos, streaming, it's all that. Yes, it's very wonderful, no doubt. Not all of it is, of course. But the fact is, only Christ has the answer, only Christ has the power, only Christ knows. So they spoke to him and they said, to him, why couldn't we do it? What's your wisdom? This is what we need. We need to look to Christ and to hear his word. The old Negro spiritual, steal away to Jesus. Steal away to Jesus. Go to Jesus. Believer and unbeliever. This is the lesson. This is the point. This is the principle. They asked him. They asked him. Ask Jesus. Run to Jesus.